Kumbaya, M338, and the call to worship is, will you join me in Kumbaya?
Thank you.
coming to us in him, 280 Amazing Grace.
As a very station.
But in the church, I would like to think it's always good things. And And so music is so important to the church because it helps us to be caught up in the Spirit, to feel God's presence. As we go through these, and the ones that I do during the summer and talk very briefly about, it's wonderful because it touches us in so many different ways. There's one that was suggested that I really wanted us to see. If you think you're clapping and moving during the glory, Evelyn suggested one. I'm telling you, what was the name of it?
He healed my body, he healed my mind.
It's a modern gospel song, and it goes, it's like this. And you're willing, but I couldn't figure out how to do it since you all don't know it. So I apologize, Evelyn. But
music does that.
And I give thanks for music. Not just because it brings me a lot of joy in my life, but just, which I think it does for a lot of us. But just the way it touches me, and the way God touches me through it. Let us pray. Gracious God, we give you thanks for the gift of music, of melody, of song. And we pray that we might never lose our wishing and wanting to sing, to enjoy it. We pray that we can always celebrate, use it, and love it. Not just for ourselves, but to share your word and your spirit with other people. As we pray in your Son's name. Amen.
Scripture reading is from Psalm 137, starting at verse 1. You can find it by page 576 of the Hebrew Scriptures. By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down and there we wept when we remembered Zion. On the willows there we hung up our harps, for there our captors asked us for songs, and our tormentors asked for mirth, saying, sing us one of the songs of Zion. How could we sing the Lord's song in the foreign land? If I forget you, O Jerusalem, let my right hand wither. Let my tongue cling to the roof of my mouth, if I do not remember you, if I do not set Jerusalem above my highest joy. Second reading is from Ephesians, chapter 5, beginning at verse 15, page 194 of the New Testament. Be careful then how you live, not as unwise people, but as wise, making the most of the time, because the days are evil. So do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit as you sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs among yourself, singing and making melody to the Lord in your hearts, giving thanks to God the Father at all times and for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Our gospel reading today comes to us from the gospel according to Luke, chapter 2, starting with the 8th verse. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, do not be afraid. See, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Messiah, the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find the babe wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, and this is here where all of our Messiah people are supposed to break into song. Glory to God in the highest. Heaven and on earth peace among those whom he favors. This is it. Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church.
Thanks be to God.
Thanks be to God. Our next hymn is number 555. Now thank we all our God.
Dudley's songbook and said it had a whole bunch of them.
much. Because when he was growing up, he attended Camp Dudley every summer. And he remembered Sunday night hymn sings. And I know his son Will probably went to Camp Dudley. I don't think the girls did, because at that time Camp Dudley didn't accept girls. But now they do a thing with another camp together, and so all of his grandchildren, the boys and girls, go as well. And I chose this one out of his list because I think for all of us who grew up in the church, this was one of the first hymns we learned to sing. We remember singing it. And I think as children, we loved its repetitive nature. It made it easy to sing. And it also made us feel good, because it helped us to feel that our lives, our world was in a very real and tangible way connected with God. But let us sing. You will find it on the insert, Jacob's Ladder.
Felt good when we felt God was with us.
Now we'll sing. Morning has broken.
Thank you.
Please sing Eternal Father's Song to Save. It's a Navy hymn, and it was her husband Bob's favorite hymn. And every Sunday that Bob was here for one of our hymns, we sang Eternal Father's Song to Save. It's a reminder to us that hymns are not only important in peaceful times, but also in war times. Hymns have often given our service with men and women strength and hope to live through the difficult times that they face. But I also like singing this hymn around this time of the year, because while it does speak to the Navy and the other branches, some of the other branches of the service, it does so in such a way that it can also be tied in with people going away on vacation, being taking a car trip somewhere, or going on a boat trip somewhere, or flying on a plane to somewhere. It can be a prayer for God to sustain all those who are traveling. Number 562, Eternal Father, Song to Save.
This was my audition piece for the Masterwork course.
Our scripture readings today remind us that music has its place in all times of our lives. When we are too brokenhearted to sing, as the writer of Psalm 137, how can we sing a Lord's song in a foreign language? Yet, that's the time to sing the Lord's song. When you feel you are in a foreign land, when everything is just not right for you, because it brings God into our midst, into our presence. Singing is appropriate when we feel great joy. Even the angels couldn't keep it quiet, announcing the birth of the Messiah. Paul reminds us that singing is the way we stay connected. Singing hymns and spiritual songs are nothing but prayers. Prayers that not only keep us connected to God, but offers thanks to God and leads us through all the shades of life and living. So we can say, thanks be to God for the wonderful gift of song. And our affirmation of faith is number 2212 in the little paper that came. My life moves on. Concerns that are listed in the bulletin. Let us also feed the mother of Scott. I think his last name is Austin.
Horsham.
Okay. She's very ill right now, and so we want to keep her around for this. Scott is a member of the rescue squad. Also, let's keep the people of West Virginia. We're now 28 people. Last night, there was died in the flood. Birthday is this coming week. This Wednesday is Will Hotchkiss' birthday.
Not me.
No.
Junior.
Bill's son, Will. That's why we say Will, and he's Bill. And then Saturday is my wife's birthday. And this is one of those big ones with zeros after. She's not a happy hero. Anniversaries. June 28th, which is Tuesday, is Bible and Michael Newton's anniversary. Are there other people who remember?
Wednesday is my buddy Jamie's birthday.
Wednesday who?
Jamie. 40.
Song that says there's more to us that's alive than there is that's different. We pray, O Lord, for your spirit to be with us and help encourage that thought. We pray, O Lord, for our men and women who we have been remembering for so long in the service. Oh Lord, keep them safe. More importantly, bring them home. Help our leaders to realize that there's nothing more to gain. And it's time to bring our soldiers. And God, we pray for the people of West Virginia who are struggling under the onslaught of the floods that they've experienced. Many have lost their lives. And we pray that you would give the people the strength to persevere through this mud and stench We give you thanks, O Lord, for all those denominational groups that are bringing in their rescue personnel, including our own Presbyterian Disaster Assistance Program, to help these people, to help them clean their homes and do what needs to be done to get on with their lives. They're caring for the survivors, feeding them, giving them a safe place to sleep. We are so grateful, Lord, for the way your people respond when others are going through hardships. And God, we pray for those who are in need of healing. We ask, O Lord, that you would be with Nanette, Georgine, Virginia, and Bill, with Nina, Christine, Karen, George, Richard, Ann, with Tony, Ellen, and Katie, with Lynn, Warren and Mitch, Nanette and her family, with BJ, with Lynn and Bill, with Jeff, with the mother of Scott, and with Leah. Oh Lord, you know what each of them needs. We pray that you will touch them with your healing presence, that you would give them your strength, that they might continue their healing. We pray, oh Lord, most importantly though, that they know that they're not alone. You are always with them. And we are saddened by the news of the death of Mike. Oh Lord, touch them. Give them your peace. Help them to know that death is not the end that it seems. And we thank you, Lord, for the gift of his life and the gift of helping others to create music through lessons and celebrations. And we celebrate with Paul and Barbara, with Jane and Victoria, and with Barbara and Michael, as they pause in their journeys of life and love. Oh Lord, touch them. Help them to feel the joy that comes from knowing that you have always been there with them. Help them to know that wherever their footsteps take them in the future, you will be with them in the journey. And may that bring them a deep, abiding sense of joy and peace. And now, Lord, hear us as we share with you the prayers we hold in our hearts. Hear our prayers. Prayers we offer up to you, God, trusting that you've heard every one of them, and in your own way, in your own time, will respond to them. And if we are to be a part of that response, we pray that you will give us the courage and the wisdom to do that. And now we share with you the prayer which his son shared with us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. But now we continue our worship with the presentation of our offering and the future. portion of everything that we have and all that we are to the work of your love. That your spirit and your love may work through us and share your wonderful music with the people in the world who are not hearing. This we pray in your Son's name. Amen. Our last hymn is number 525, Here I Am, Lord, in the Big Book. Amen.